Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
06032.
May I please have your first and last name?
Kim, and I'll spell the last name. H-R-I-C-E-N-I-A-K.
1 second while I try to locate an account with their name on it. Nothing pulled up underneath that zip code or the phone number that you're calling from. How may I help you?
I would like to cancel the subscription that I signed up for.
A subscription for which product?
It came as like a sweepstakes kind of thing, and it's coming up as when it's deducted. It says ready, set, save.
Okay, for what product?
It was under like Dick's Sporting Goods.
Do you know what product you were signing up for?
It was like a Yeti cooler sweepstakes.
Okay, I'll have to try to see if you have an account with us. I've tried your zip code and phone number. Nothing has pulled up. Do you have an email address?
Yes, I'll spell it for you. It's J and the last name, HRICENIAK at sbcglobal.net.
I have J-H-R-I-C-E-E-N-I, and then what did you say after that?
After the I, it's A-K.
And that was at gmail.com?
No, sbcglobal.net.
Support up there either. Do you have the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card number that was charged?
The last 4 are 2055.
Okay, this may pull up 50 accounts. You said 2005. I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
2055.
Okay, so I don't see anything underneath your name. What I would advise you to do is contact your card companies to see if you were charged anything and see if they're able to find a different phone number. I've tried your phone number, email address, your zip code, your first and last name, and the last 4 digits of the card number, and nothing has pulled up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.